And on the line now I have Martin Doyle from the Sports Department in the Fingal County Council. Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Now, this project that you have, is this the first year you're having this, or is it an ongoing thing?
No, this is in its third year of running. This will be the fourth course that has run in Dublin 15. It's an initiative between the FEI and Fingal County Council. That looks into coaching and fitness instructors course for people that are unemployed and looking to get upskilled to try and make themselves a little bit more employable.
Mm-hmm. And what's the concept of it when you say you upskill them and for them to get employment?
There's a good few modules on the course itself. The FEI modules, they would get up to their youth fair qualification in soccer specific qualifications, and also then they would get their iTech gym instructor and personal trainers award by the end of the course, which obviously then would give them an opportunity to get involved in sport or in a local gym, or starting their own fitness courses themselves, obviously, which would obviously let them generate an income for themselves, because most of the people that would attend the course would be out of work and would be looking to try and get back in somewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm. What's the age group you're looking for, and is it open to both sexes?
Yeah, it's open to both sexes, and over 18 is the requirement, but over the last couple of years we've had a mix of age groups, and it's been great. It's been great for the group, having a dynamic of different age groups, different experiences, people coming from different backgrounds. One of the females that we would have had on the course over the last couple of years was Stephanie Roach, who obviously scored the wonder goal. She was part of the course, one of the first courses, and then the following year she was taken on as an intern with ourselves, which would have helped around the course, the running of the course, and around kind of areas in Dublin 15. She would have got involved in a lot of programs. So she's kind of one of the females that was on that attended the course. And obviously you've seen how well she has done.
It's certainly a great endorsement for the course, there's no doubt about that. Because it covers iTech and the fitness instruction, and of course coaching and refereeing, it's quite unique in the Fingal area, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the only one that's run in Fingal, and the course itself has been brilliantly supported by the council, and obviously the FEI, but it gives the increase we've seen over the couple of years in local clubs around the area, and the numbers that kids getting involved now in the clubs, volunteers then getting involved, and some of the guys that have completed the course are giving back a lot of volunteer hours to the community. What we do on the course as well is we've got a work experience model that the students, once they're upskilled to a certain level, would go around most of the schools in Dublin 15, and they would do, you know, coaching on a Wednesday. We get through all of the schools at this stage, and there's been a huge response from the teachers and schools. Like, we haven't started the course back yet, and the amount of requests from schools and teachers about, you know, when are we coming in, and have we got dates for them, has been tremendous. And we've seen a huge growth in football in the Fingal area since that, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's terrific. And there's a training business awareness as well, which is to help business, maybe if people want to be, as you said, take up an individual entrepreneurial aspect of it.
Yeah, there's a couple of people that have completed the course that have gone on to different teams. Some people have gone on to further education. Other people have started their own businesses, whether it be going around schools and introducing a fitness model for primary schools, doing their own private classes, setting up their own gyms. So there is an element of that, you know, people end up starting up their own business and doing very well from it.
Okay. What's the duration of the course?
The course runs over the school calendar year, so we're hoping to start on the 28th of September, and that will run through to June. And we'll finish then at the kind of mid-June.
Okay, so it's starting, when did you say it was starting again? Is it started this
the
month?
The 28th of September.
28th of September. And is that all you need, just that duration of time, and then you sort of can go ahead and look after yourself after that, or can you do further aspects of it and sort of get more input?
Some people might want a sports management course in IT Blanchardstown or down to Carlow. If they're looking to do a sports management course, this would definitely kickstart them into further education, and it would get them back into this, because a lot of the people on the course might have been a long time out of education.
Yeah.
So this is a real springboard for them to get back into education, if that's the avenue they want to go down. But as I said, you know, they do get a huge amount of qualifications out of the course, which obviously gives them the opportunity to go in different directions or whatever direction they would prefer, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we mentioned all the things that's involved in it, and of course the referees course as well. The one thing, what is the PAN disability certificate?
It's a 2-day course, and basically it gives them an opportunity to get used to coaching kids with different disabilities. So it could be blind football, it could be people with learning difficulties, and how they would adapt their sessions or how they would adapt their coaching style to suit the coaching the kids that they would be dealing with on different occasions. It just gives them a different awareness that it's not all, you know, it's not all about mainstream kids, that there is disability sports out there, and it gives them a little kind of taste of what it'd be like to get involved in that.
Okay, so anyone interested in this, you've still got nearly 2 weeks to get involved, so what should they do?
If anybody's looking to get involved in this, you could basically just drop us an email and we'll chase them from there. So my email address is martin.doyle@fei.ie or dennis.hoyland@fei.ie.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Martin, the line is getting a bit bad. If you could maybe turn the phone in a bit, because I couldn't hear the details of the how to get in touch again.
They can drop me an email. It's martin.doyle@fei.ie. Or dennis.hoyland@fei.ie, and we will respond to the email straight away, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, and obviously because it's still going and it's running 3 years, the interest has been gathering and gained momentum over the past 3 years. It's getting more popular.
Yeah, look, last year we had over 50 applicants, and obviously we couldn't take 50 on it, but we ended up taking 22 on the course. And we finished the course with 21 participants, which was brilliant. A great turnaround over the course of the year to just have one person that got employment, so they had to step away from the course. But there is a huge interest in it. So, as I said, hopefully, you know, we get the same sort of interest this year, and hopefully it'll be a successful course again.
Well, I'm sure you will. And congratulations to Fingal County Council on this, and of course yourself as well, for, I don't know where the initiative came from, but it's absolutely terrific. And thank you very much for talking to us here at Near FM.
No problem at all.
Thanks, Martin. Bye.
Bye.
And that's Martin Doyle, Sports Department, Fingal County Council, and it's martin.doyle@fei.ie if you want any more details on that.